Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast, engaging people powering companies by the Engagement Coach. My name is Amrit Sander. I'm your host for today, and this is episode 61. And today I want to talk to you about leavism. Now, you might be thinking, here's another label that someone's created. Actually, it's a concept that's been around for a long time. Many of you, including myself, how many times have we used time off, either evenings or weekends, to play catch up on work? I speak to you now having had the most intense month where I was using my evenings and weekends to play catch up. Now, I did that for a finite amount of time, knowing that this month was going to be particularly challenging. But there are people out there who end up using their annual leave to play catch up. So this becomes a break from work to catch up on work. So when they come back from their vacation, their holiday, actually all they've done is carry on working throughout just to play catch up to then start all over again. Now, you might be thinking, that's rare, right? But actually, as we get into a climate of potential recession where organizations may be laying off people, expecting people to do more with less, i.e. more workload, less teams, there's a chance that we're going to be putting people under pressure such that the only way they're going to get their work done is in their personal time, whether it's evenings, weekends, or holidays. They'll be taking holidays, but they'll be working through them. Now, again, you might be thinking this is rare, but one of the challenges we have is when everybody's in the same boat, there's almost an expectation that if I as a leader am doing this, then my team are probably going to be expected to do the same. It's this unwritten rule that if I'm doing it, I'm sending a subliminal message to say, this is the norm, this is what we should be doing. Now, there's obvious well-being repercussions here, which is burnout. If I'm always on, if I'm consistently just working throughout, eventually there's going to be a real risk of burnout. And, you know, there are times when in our work road or in our careers that we know we've got a window in which we're going to be really intensely working hard. But we know it's going to be over soon. The challenge is when the workload just feels impossible and it's continuous. It's not like it's a project that needs to be completed by a certain time and but after that we'll breathe a sigh of relief. It's where it feels continuous. And you're on the hamster wheel that you just can't get off. And the only relief you're going to get is when you have holidays. And the relief being to get the work done. And if you don't get the work done, the stress of knowing what awaits you when you go back. Now, as a leader or a manager, if you've got teams who are working in this way, you might want to start to check in to see if this is going on. Are people working evenings firstly, just to play catch up? Are they working weekends? And this comes back to, it sounds quite basic, but the quality of our one-to-one interactions with our teams. If we can sit down and really understand what's work like from their perspective. Many a time I work with organizations where when we're going in and doing culture diagnostics and we get a chance to talk to colleagues in organizations, across organizations, and they'll tell us, you know, I wonder if the leaders know what I do. If I stopped doing what I did, things would fall apart, but nobody knows what I do. And they're doing it at their expense, goodwill, in their time, because they care, because they're passionate. And, you know, often we go through engagement surveys measuring commitment and dedication. There's a ton of committed and dedicated people out there who are doing work that very few people are aware of, and they're doing it out of their own goodwill. And actually, sometimes it's not even to the organization, it's to their colleagues. They know everybody's in the same boat. I don't want to let my colleagues down. We're all in the same boat. If I don't do this, it'll have a repercussion or a knock-on effect on my colleagues. So I'm going to. I'm doing it because I care about them. And so we create this culture where organizations, you know, think, well, great, this is working. And they start to look at, you know, cutting costs and adding more and more pressure on people who are already near breaking point. So firstly, what are the signs that you should be looking for? As I said, are people in your teams working evenings, weekends, just to play catch up? What's the workload like on them right now? Now, again, we need to be mindful that in a current climate of potential recession, people will be fearful. People will be fearful of sharing what they're experiencing at work. What they don't want to do is look inadequate. But we've got to be realistic about the workload. What's the workload like on them? The second thing it's worth looking at is, and often I think we make an assumption that people work in the most efficient way possible. Often I've experienced this myself. You know, I knew one way of doing something. It was only when I saw some other people doing things another way that I sort of get ideas of, wow, that's far more efficient than how I've been doing it. And so the same is true of time management. You know, we make an assumption people are good at time management. Actually, how are we focused on our task? Are we looking at the urgent and important? Are we prioritizing those things that we'd like to do versus those things that need to be done? Adding more pressure then on the evenings and weekends for us to play catch up. And, you know, again, it sounds like really small stuff, but even the concept of taking breaks throughout work, you know, we tell our kids when they're studying for exams, 45-minute chunks, take a break for 15 minutes. How much do we apply that to ourselves? I've often spoken about the concept of chronobiology and our circadian rhythm. You know, between 10 and 12 in the morning, typically, is when we have peak levels of alertness. We should be doing deep work during those times, and that could help us be more efficient rather than doing, you know, the emails that we've got to trawl through, and the afternoons are when our peak levels are alert levels are at the lowest, that you know, alertness, and therefore that's probably when we want to be doing stuff like the treacle in the day job, you know, the emails and everything else, the admin. One of the things to think about is colleagues who are our employees who are passionate. You know, they often are the ones who we end up not spending as much time with. We know they're passionate, we know they're caring, we know they're getting on with work. So we end up spending less time with them often with regards to one-to-ones. We end up focusing on those people who are struggling, those people aren't doing good, those people aren't performing well. So they end up getting more of our attention than the people who are working so hard. And again, it could be those people who are working so hard, evenings, weekends, and on holidays, that we end up neglecting the most. So again, it's worth thinking about is how much time am I spending with the people who are really working so hard that I may have neglected. On a daily basis, you know, one of the things I've focused on is, you know, three or four things. What are the three or four things I need to get done today, which are urgent, important, or certainly prioritize them in terms of all the things I need to do? And again, it's worth checking in with your teams. What are the three or four things you're looking to get done today? You know, a list as long as my arm is of no value, because we know we're not going to do it. And all that does is add pressure onto the next day and the next day and the next day, accumulating a list of stuff we need to get done. And so it's just worth thinking about is how can we equip our teams with the ability to just prioritize, plan effectively, and focus on really good work when we're at work. One of the other things I've noticed is you know, I this last month was really intense. Since I set up the organization, it's probably been a couple of times I've had months like this, but I know they're going to be over soon because the work is finite. There's an end point to it. But when it's continuous, these things can form habits. So this always on culture, it's almost a constant stress. Our bodies are in constant stress with a constant workload that's never going to stop. And so across organizations, I know some organizations have started to build in or have attempted to build in, you know, meeting-free Tuesdays or Thursdays or whatever it might be. It's never, ever been done properly. I've yet to see it done so consistently well that everybody gets a breather in the week. But our brains need time to breathe. We need time to just shut down. And, you know, I've often spoken about sort of daydreaming and the value in innovation and creativity. But if we're not building capacity to think, then we're not building capacity to innovate. I often use the example of, you know, when we're employed in across organizations, are we being employed to think or do? Well, it's both, right? But if you look at most of our diaries, typically, it's all doing, you know, back-to-back meetings, we're doing this, we're doing that, all task. Actually, when are we getting time to think? And so we need to build in time to think in our diaries, reflection time to think, time to just allow our brains to absorb the information that they're accumulating throughout the day so we can process it. And this is where then the final thing comes in is our well-being. In order to cope with the constant pressure and the constant stress, we've got to make sure we're looking after ourselves. you know, hydrating ourselves. We know that has an impact on our focus, our memory, our concentration, mood, food, behavior. I often talk about in various programs that we run, our blood sugar levels spiking and then the crashes that come with it. So how can we be at our best to help with removing or minimizing as much as possible the chances of burnout? So if your teams are working evenings and weekends, if you know that you are working evenings and weekends, how do you know people aren't using their holiday time to catch up on work? You know, we've got to give them the ability to just break and completely rest and switch off. Otherwise, errors will be introduced. We won't be thinking clearly. People will be overreacting to small situations because of our loss of perspective, because we're just burnt out. So, leavism. It's a label that's been introduced, but certainly a concept that's as old as, you know, we've been employed across organizations. It's the whole focus on people are using their valuable holiday time when they should be with their families and loved ones to catch up on work. How can we stop it? How can we make sure that they're working in an efficient way, that they're getting the most done each day? And, you know, the other thing we have to face into is if there's too much work, there's too much work. Either we change the structure of the teams so that we build in more people, or we reduce the workload. There is no other miracle cure. So for any employers out there, we cannot expect miracles of people where they're doing impossible tasks under impossible timelines. All that's going to happen is we're going to break people. So I hope that's been helpful. Just to prick your conscience to say, I wonder if my team are working too hard. Am I working too hard? If I'm doing evenings and weekends, and if I'm spending my holidays catching up, are my team doing the same? Am I setting the tone, a poor tone, of what we shouldn't be doing? And how can we stop this? How can we build, firstly, an efficient way of working, time, you know, just time management, effective time management, prioritizing tasks, making sure we're looking after ourselves so we're focused on our self-care, and we're working in the natural rhythm of our body in terms of chronobiology. And then we need to look systemically. Is the workload too much? And how do we help our teams? I hope that's been helpful. Leavism concept that I was asked to write an article for actually recently, but it certainly made me think. The month I've had has been intense. I knew it was going to end, but there are people out there who never see an endpoint and who are absolutely stressed thinking, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. That's all from me today. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. Join me again next week for more thoughts on employee engagement, leadership development, culture development, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.